Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and start at our first episode. If you're returning, welcome back. In this episode, we pick up where we last left off, with Bosch and Tumask trying and failing to bluff their way past the gatehouse to get into the Imperial prison. This episode finishes off the session in which we played the previous three episodes of The Gathering Stormark, and it turned out to be a little shorter than I had expected, but don't worry, we go back to our usual length episode starting next week. Also, I want to congratulate listeners Chris and Kat on getting married last week. Congrats, you two. I wish you many happy years and a couple okay ones so you kind of keep the good ones in perspective. Or you could just have a lot of good ones, I don't know, your call. And now, with all those announcements out of the way, let's get started with the show.
A rebel agent named Serta Nuko has learned terrible secrets about an Imperial weapons program, but before she was able to deliver them to the Rebellion, she was arrested under a false name. Our heroes race against time to rescue Nuko from an Imperial prison. They have ambushed a patrol and stolen their armor as a disguise. Now, they start to infiltrate the prison.
Wait a minute. This guy's a little too short to be CK-420. CK-420, remove your helmet.
Wait, why? What are you talking about?
The two stormtroopers look at each other and they raise their blasters.
Guys? Yes, come on. Come on, guys! Guys!
Do we see this happening and get a sense that it's not going well?
you both see that they raise their blaster rifles at Bosch.
Did we round up the lizards?
No, we were just getting, like, starting, so we were like, yeah, well, we'll give them
time.
Are you
both looking through your snipers?
Yeah, I want to keep an
eye
on
them. And there are two guards right next to
the entryway did open up for the speeder to get in, so it's still open if you want to take a shot, each of you.
I do.
Flint wouldn't, but if he sees you shoot...
I'm going to.
Flint would not. Flint would let them get caught and then try and get in later. But,
do you want to say something? Because
it's all happening really fast.
Yeah.
I want to play it honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fair. That was your first impulse.
It's not going well.
Do it. Ooh, I love this. This is a terrible
idea.
This is going to
go very poorly.
This is extreme range.
Oh, no. We were going for long.
Oh, you're going for long? You set up so you're long? Yeah. Okay, cool.
So this would be what?
Because of the sniper rifle, it's now difficulty 2.
Okay. Wow. And it's ranged heavy, right?
Yeah.
One failure.
No.
Failure and two advantages.
Okay, the advantage is no one noticed no one in one of the towers noticed that blaster rifle shot. They're looking in a different direction.
Good.
So your blaster rifle, a blaster bolt hits the stormtrooper, the ground right next to that stormtrooper. Roll initiative, everyone.
Yeah, that's
good. Remember, he doesn't know you're involved in it.
Roll.
Use this as a distraction.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, two successes.
I need a green.
Four successes? Okay. No, four advantages.
And
three successes. One success.
Gonna go villain, hero. Hero.
Oh, God. We may end up doing the prison break idea.
Full
chaos, baby.
One of the stormtroopers looks down. They both raise their blaster rifles at you, and they pull the triggers.
I can't
And it's close range.
Can I make an athletics check?
Nope. They're firing. Yeah, we'll see.
But you are wearing stormtrooper scout armor.
Oh, they miss.
Yes.
Oh, they missed!
But they have three advantages, which I think is enough to knock you prone, so I think you dive out of the way.
Okay.
Like, with really quick reflexes, you know, they both fire at you with stun bolts, but you, like, dive out of the way and hit the ground hard.
Do I still have my spear?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's on the bike itself.
It's on the bike. But I have the pistol on me.
Yep, it's on hip holster. Okay. Hero's turn.
Cut to Flint just a side view of Flint lying down with his sniper rifle trained, and he takes a shot.
Do you get an aim bonus for that?
No, just nothing.
An aim bonus. Yeah, aim. Roll one for aim.
It's oh, yeah, matter. An aim.
Oh! Matter. So
four
many...
out of six wow. blank dice.
Audiences at home, a ton of blank dice.
Wow.
Miss.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Man.
Your blaster shot
two
misses.
Falling apart.
You are just like at a bad angle, and it hits the laser field.
All right. There's two advantages, so I give one of them black. I startle one of them into
cool
getting a black dice in their next turn.
They have a black dice because they're fucking panicking. They're being sniped at. Next hero slot.
I'll take it.
Okay. You're prone. You could get up as an action.
Can I get up and then attack?
Yep.
Okay.
You don't have your spear on you though.
No, I have the laser pistol.
You want to get up and draw? You can.
Or am I close enough that I could possibly like tackle one of them?
Oh yeah, you can make an unarmed check, or it was a brawl check.
Brawl check.
Yeah.
So I will take a running leap at him with my brawl skill. What's the difficulty?
Two. It's always two for brawl.
And I suffer a strain to add a blue die to that.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Phew. Look at that.
Very close. So one success. Just one
no,
success.
No, two.
Right? Yeah, two successes and one threat.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Two successes and a threat.
So you're going to take a black dice on your next roll.
Okay.
What's your brawn?
My brawn is two.
Cool. So you run up and you want to tackle him?
Yeah, I want to try and tackle onto the ground, try and like straddle him and sort of get into a position where I can rip his helmet off and start punching him.
Cool. Yeah, you tackle him to the ground.
Okay, great.
And you're on top of him. The next hero slot, Chumask and Levo. Those are the two who haven't gone yet.
So is there a control panel on the gate that I can see from where my vantage point?
Not from where you are.
Okay, then I'm just going to shoot the other stormtrooper.
Cool.
Still
difficulty two.
Actually, kind of want to take care of the towers.
Cool, you want to shoot at one of the guard towers?
Yeah.
Cool, they do have cover, so that's going to be a black dice.
Okay, so three?
Yep. No, it's two.
Oh, black dice. Two purple and one black.
Yep.
Triumph. And two advantages. Three advantages.
So you look at the nearest guard tower, and you shoot a stormtrooper off of it, just like, pew, right through the head.
Also,
does he
the
fall
crit
off of
on
it?
The sniper?
No,
rifle.
He falls back.
What's the crit? It's
three.
It's three? Oh, I crit on the...
Yeah, murder.
It's a triumph and a crit.
So maybe you notice there was one of the scout, like one of the snipers noticed there's something going on. And he turned his blaster rifle at it. He looked up, you aimed it, and just as he was about to pull the trigger, maybe on Bosch,
yes.
Right through his head, and he slumps backwards.
Nice.
Hero slot, Chumask. So you're draped over the bike.
Draped over the bike. I guess I will roll over and attack that other stormtrooper. Because there's two of them, right?
Yep. Difficulty two.
And you have mag cuffs on right now, right?
Oh, did they put cuffs on me?
No, it's faked. Yeah. No, no cuffs.
Okay. So I can just kind of
yeah,
like Chewbacca. They
yeah.
were
yeah,
they were
yeah,
cuffs
yeah.
on him.
On
quotation
him,
marks,
but they weren't
locked.
Locked
on him.
Oh. Ooh,
that's
successes and an
advantage.
Nice,
cool.
Yeah. So Chewbacca kind of like rolls off the speeder. The cuffs fall off. And then he runs up and he like punches one of the stormtroopers in the head.
What do your claws do again? You have like...
I have 5 damage plus disorient 1 knockdown. So I knock it down and they're disoriented for 1 round now.
Nice.
And they're prone.
Yeah, so you come up behind, like smack him hard and he goes down.
Yep.
So now the stormtrooper's turn. The stormtrooper is going to try to struggle with Bosch and make an unarmed check against
with
him.
With the advantage, I'm going to take a blue die.
Cool. And he has a black dice on his attack. The two of you guys are engaged, so that's going to be two... Well, it's always two purple.
Very difficult to be engaged.
Yep.
Wait, what is he trying to do?
The one on Bosch is trying to punch him.
Got it.
The one who's been tackled.
We're wrestling.
Fun.
Nice. Look at that. That black dice did it. So he has one disadvantage, which he's going to keep.
Damn.
He's in a bad position. He's struggling to get at you, but because he's on the ground, you push his arm and you maybe punch him in the head again.
All right, now we're just going to take out the rest of this prison.
Well, so yeah, what
this
level
is
of detection
so
have,
well.
Have we...
There's no alarms
yeah.
yet. I mean,
right.
these two
yeah.
So we're still okay. We're still sort of okay. As long as we get rid of a couple more of those guard towers for now, we might be fine. But we are definitely running on borrowed time now.
Yep, you guys have to hurry. Hero slot now.
Wait, so did he take damage?
Take another guard tower?
Yeah. Yeah, he took damage.
Yeah, I'll try another guard tower while we're at it. Why not?
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. And then the black dice for the cover.
Yep, I got it.
Perfect.
Are you aiming?
Oh, yeah.
Aim. Yeah, there you go.
Wait, second round, second time he's aims? Isn't that
true? No, I didn't aim last time, I forgot. Keeping it honest.
Oh, that aim was good.
Yeah, so that's... This is...
No threats.
No advantages, but... Yeah, three successes.
Cool.
Three successes, and with the pierce, you shoot right through the stormtrooper's chest.
Awesome.
And he slumps backwards. I'm just dead.
It's like a carnival game.
What the fuck?
That's two towers out.
So next hero slot.
I'll take it. I'm going to... I have my blade breaker on me.
Oh, do you?
Right.
Nice.
That's a hip holstered item. So I take my blade breaker out of my kind of belt where it had been. And I start doing that thing from Saving Private Ryan.
He's grabbing your wrist and trying to hold it up.
Yeah, slowly pushing it.
Just pushing it. Make your melee check to see if who wins that struggle.
Alfonso's upset, but Flint is loving it. So I'm rolling a brawl check again?
Yeah, difficulty 2.
Okay. And I'll suffer another strain.
No, melee. Not brawl.
Yeah, well, that's... Wait.
They might be different.
Oh, they... No, oh, well, okay. They're the same for me. I have a rank in each, so... And I'm going to suffer another strain. And difficulty 2... I take a black dice from my last thing. So, yep. Wowie. Okay.
Success!
Oh,
man.
Success.
Another disadvantage, so you keep the black. What do you do?
So
damage-wise.
So, the blade breaker is, let's see here, crit 4, offensive 2, pierce 1, sunder.
It is damage 2.
So it slowly starts piercing into his chest, and he howls out in pain. Just the tip so far.
Yep, just the tip. And I want to be clear.
Actually, how much damage did two bots did last time? It was 5?
I did 5 damage.
Did you have any...
No bonuses. Just
okay,
disorient
so yeah,
and
he's still up. It's going through his...
Okay, I just want to be clear that my character, that Bosch is not enjoying this. In the slightest.
I assume he's panicking, like, sorry.
That's even worse! Yeah.
I
was waiting for the John Wick moment where you punch your own hand holding the knife into it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, next hero slot.
I'm gonna
John Wick a lot
punch my guy again.
Where there's the name of this episode is going to be Where There's a Wick, There's a Way.
Sounds like an episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where there's a wick, there's a way.
Whoa.
One success.
That's a lot of symbols.
Yeah.
Success. Let's cancel this.
And
two advantages.
There you go.
Cool.
So that's another 5 damage. I'm trying to remember what I can do with the advantages.
I think you said crit.
You can give him a black die.
Oh, I see what you mean, right.
Well, it's another disorient, so that's another black die. And...
You can give an ally. With 2 advantages, you can give an ally a blue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'll give a blue to Flint.
So maybe you...
Next move.
You punch the stormtrooper and you threw him sort of in a way where... Flint has like a great beat on him.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, so he's down from the first punch. I like lift him up and like punch him down again. And then I kind of go to throw him in the air.
And how much damage did you deal?
I deal 5 damage.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So then after the second punch I go to pick him up again, but I'm like so full of adrenaline. Then I go to pick him up and I toss him in the air. And then...
Oh.
And then Flint takes the shot.
Yeah. Pull!
Is there...
And he's not prone anymore.
Flame pops. Oh, hey.
Yep.
That's two successes and an advantage.
Nice.
That's nine. I think it is nine for the sniper, right? And then
yes.
Nine pierce two at this guy.
Pierce two. Oh, boy. Let me just double check their
and health. There were other things for this, too.
I think you wrote them.
I can't find only wrote down pierce
I can't
two.
Find the sniper rifle.
Sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Sniper
it was rifles are no
damage.
Sniper blaster.
The warning is blaster, sniper, rifle.
As opposed to sniper blaster rifle.
Yep. Wait, does it have the stats on there?
Yeah. I already said them out loud.
Yeah, you said them out loud before. I thought you were
writing them
down. Oh,
because you still have it up. Could you say it again? I'm so sorry.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry. I thought you wrote them down. That's
I wrote pierce two. I think there was another
damage 10.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah. Crit 3. Range extreme. Accurate 1, which I don't know what that is.
Accurate 1 is what takes off the...
the difficulty.
Yeah.
Oh, because then also there's cumbersome 3.
Which is not that much.
Yeah. Pierce 2. Slow firing 1. And make difficulty of combat checks for long and extreme range by 1. So it decreases it by 1.
Mm-hmm. Which we've been doing.
Yeah.
That's perfect, yeah.
But that's accuracy also? Because this is separate. In addition to that,
you get additional blue
for maybe. Maybe.
Look it up. I think we're fine. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine with it.
We'll look it up.
Because here's the thing. You deal just enough damage.
Perfect.
For the editing. Mm. So you deal enough damage to kill them both. So what I want to say is you throw them up in the air. The sniper blaster hits that stormtrooper. And then Bosch fully leans in.
Nice.
And it kills that stormtrooper.
Yeah, as Bosch leans down on the blade breaker, goes, "I'm really sorry. Oh, this seems really unpleasant for you."
I love to imagine like the body that got shot like falls into Bosch, like he's trying to be as gentle as possible,
and
the body hits Bosch, and Bosch like leans in. She's like, "Oh, oh my god, oh my god."
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh man, the additional force of the body landing on Bosch drives the knife through his heart.
Oh man.
Game of Star Wars Thrones.
Oh jeez, this is dark. I love it.
You're
the
welcome.
Inquisitor's gotta have
same
some
private
Ryloth to like work.
Ooh. Ooh.
This is not what Disney had in mind. They bought this franchise.
Oh man.
Guys, I can't wait to get out of here.
The immediate combat is over.
Okay,
got it.
There was screaming and blaster shots, so who knows if alarms were raised. But the two nearest towers that would have been watching or would have seen this have been sniped.
Nice.
Nice shot, Levo.
Yeah, not so bad yourself.
Should we head in there? I know what you mean.
Fine. So we'll go down. I guess we'll run down and meet you guys at the gate.
We have the speeder bike, so you could hop on that and I'll hop on behind you.
And just try to like hold the guard tower for now until we know.
You're going
what
to guard
situation.
Tower. Do you want to go on the speeder bikes and steal that tank?
Yes.
I mean, to get past the force field, you would still need to go through that tank.
Yeah. We're staying after that part.
We fire on through the.
So you guys aren't going up to the tower.
We could get you a TIE fighter
or that.
Your pick. So you're the driver.
You and I could continue to be a very hefty distraction.
Oh my
god,
yes.
Find that tank on those tiles.
I could lie down on top of the tank and take some shots.
Or you could just use the gun on the tank.
I could use the gun on the tank!
I could drive it. Okay. You and I have our own new plan.
Yes!
So you two are like, just like geeking out over this. Yeah. On this bridge.
We're discussing this while holding our new sniper rifles, going to the bikes like, all right, we're going to go steal that tank on these bikes. How's that sound?
I leave my heavy blaster behind so that I'm not encumbered and carry the sniper with me.
We do a quick cut to Bosch and Tumask. And Bosch is just, like, sitting there with his, hands around his knees, just kind of rocking back and forth a little bit, and Tumask is comforting him. And we cut back.
No,
he's comforting him, and we blow past on the bike.
Well, we can't, there's another gate.
Yeah, there's another gate.
Stop it.
So you guys, the bikes you pull up, going like a low roll.
Yes.
You pull up, seeing this sight, the two of them.
Like, nice work.
Levo, should you open the gate, or should Bosk open the gate?
I think Tumask should open the gate.
I did it again.
This one thinks it's gonna be okay, Bosk.
I just...
Oh, God, I was looking at his eyes, and he was looking really deep into my eyes, and I feel like I saw his
kids. That's just death! That's what death looks like!
Oh, God.
You'll have time to lose your innocence later. Can we open this gate?
Bosh, look at me. You are more powerful today than you have ever been before.
Gate.
Whoa! That's amazing!
That's dark.
Fucked up.
My God. This is going to be the start of Bosh Trivia.
By
dark Jedi.
Dark Bosh. By Trandoshan culture, that makes sense.
It does.
Killing people gains power. Like, that's the hunt. You have a tally.
He just gained his first tally.
I'm blooded.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, have I killed someone yet?
You just did.
Monsters. Yes.
Killed somebody in the first guard tower. The first big tower.
Sure, yeah.
With your spear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you threw him over at the window.
But you didn't have to watch.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't, like, close.
It wasn't real yet.
Like,
Now
it's fucking real.
Gate. So, one of you walks into the booth.
I'm not as good.
We'll say Levo gets off his bike looking sort of like, ugh. And he walks into the booth. And he sees there's, like, a light flashing on one of the comms.
Who's got the best coercion?
I don't have the best coercion, but I'll go for it.
Coercion or deception?
I guess deception. Either way, it's the same role.
So you're the one who's answering?
Yep.
Hold on. I have a really good coercion.
Yeah, but you're
I don't know if you're in the mood for
deception's what you guys are looking for.
I've got a rank in deception.
I have a pretty good deception. I have a yellow and a green.
So, right now, Levo's the only one who's seeing this. What do you do, Levo?
Yeah.
I answer it. I just open it. I don't say anything.
Gatehouse, we heard blaster fire. What was that?
Just a misfire.
A misfire?
Yeah.
Roll deception. Difficulty 3.
He's not good at deceiving people.
You could have asked someone else for help.
I could have.
I'm just as bad as he is.
I could have, but he would not think to do that right now.
I love that.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Failure and a disadvantage.
Oh, no.
I am terrible at this game, guys. I roll really poorly.
Unless you're murdering people from a distance.
Oh, yeah, unless I'm doing that.
Wait a minute. Who is this? I'm not familiar with this voice.
Levo, what are you doing?
The comm cuts off.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, alarm sirens start blaring.
Say it. Say it.
Listen, we're going to have company.
Yeah, we're going to have company. Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Open the gate!
Yeah, I'll try.
Somebody open the
hit
the gate.
Button and it opens.
Okay, great. The gate's
open. So now you have a free, free passage all the way to the structure or down along the road that'll lead you to where the juggernaut is.
Yeah, we're going to go and try and do that, he and I.
Awesome.
You guys can go and try and...
Hey, we're going to distract. You guys find the prisoner.
Split the party!
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll 1. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, more importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll 1 Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Dumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosh Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll 1 is produced and game mastered by yours truly, Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team, Tilt, at Reckless Theater, and his sketch team, Candy Ass, at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll 1, The Gathering Storm Part 5. Until then, may the Force be with you.